Blog Talk Radio.
Dear God,
He's watching over his word to perform it. That's why you got to have the word in you, bless God.
Because I know he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. I thank God today for that song because it reminds me he will never fail you. I don't care what you're going through or how you're going through. It may not be when you want it, but he's always on time. He's an on-time God. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis B's, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God and not by the will of man. Hallelujah. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bell if she would give us a word of prayer, and also we'll see if we'll let Evangelist Sharon help us out this morning. I know she had a surgery today on the mouth or something. We'll see if she's able to go with us today. And I was looking for Evangelist Renee for a sandwich, but we'll just do this and we'll get into the lesson. So, okay, here's what we're going to do. We'll ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and ask Evangelist Sharon if she'll help us read today. Okay, Pastor Bill.
The Lord, good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 30. Reading from the King James. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you this afternoon. We want to say thank you for this day, Father God. Lord, we ask things too. We'll continue to have your way, Father God. Open up our hearts and our mind to the word today, Father God, that we are having our hearts open, our ears open to your word today, Father God. We ask that you will bless each and everyone on this broadcast today, Father God. Bless those that are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, bless our pastor as he continues to diligently get this word out and make it plain so that we're able to understand it, Father God. Let us receive it in the lining of our hearts, Father God, that it will not depart, Father God. Lord, we just giving you praise today. We ask that you be with each and every one. We don't know what they may be going through, what they may be experiencing, Father God, but let them know they can rest in you, Father God, and put their trust in you today, Father God. For your word said, by your stripes we are healed, and you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, Father God. So help us to stand on that word of God. Help us to meditate on the word of God and allow your Holy Spirit to guide and direct us, Father God. Lord, we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against us, Father God. We just pleading the blood of Jesus on this broadcast, on the listeners, on all those that participate, on our pastor, Father God. And we just ask that you will have your way, Father God. Now, Lord, be with those who are bereaved, Father God. Be with those who are going through. You're a way maker out of no way. And be with those that are sick and shut in. You said, by your stripes we are healed. And, Lord Jesus, we ask that you'll be with those who have surgery and those who are going to have surgery. We know that you are in control, and we just pray that they'll be diagnosed correctly and that surgeries will be performed correctly, Father God. And, Lord, we just thank you. We're thanking you for your word today, thanking you for what we're about to receive today, Father God. And we give you praise, and we thank you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. I want to begin by saying that, and I want to be real clear with this, because when we read it over there in 1 Corinthians 2 and 14, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit.
All right. Amen. Praise God. I think we may have lost our pastor. Sorry, this internet has probably been interfered, but we're binding that up right now in the name of Jesus. And we're going to read that scripture till Pastor comes back with us. He said 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 14, and that's
yes,
coming.
It kicked me off. I'm sorry. Mm. Were you all carrying on for me?
Yeah, we were getting ready to read, Pastor.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians for me.
2:14.
Okay. Yeah, please read that. Thank you.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Praise God. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Thanks for that prayer. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley, and thank you for that selection. In the King James, it reads as follows: "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto them. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, the unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our spirits in open communion, spiritually alive. Amen.
Amen. And in order to live this new life, remember Hebrews 10, it was talking about this new life that we're living. And if we're going to live this new life, brothers and sisters, well, first of all, y'all know you have to draw near to him. But if you're going to live this new life, this consecrated life, Jesus have opened this door for us to live this new life. And I want to title this as Living Your Best Life in Christ, living your best life in Christ. That means in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do this, you're going to have to understand that the book of Hebrews, there's some vital statistics. And let me take a moment and talk about vital statistics, because, you know, when you go to the hospital or the doctors or whatever, they take your vital signs. That's very important to how you be treated and what determines this and that. And I ain't no nurse, and I don't get into all that. But I know your vital signs is real important.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So when you think of the word vital, I want you to think about your heart. That if I took your heart out of your chest, what would happen? That's how vital this is.
All right. Amen.
I want to know, I really want you all to feel the impact of what's going to happen in the book of Hebrews, because it's vital. It's so vital. Can you imagine your rear end being stopped up? I mean, that'd be a little heavy for some of you guys, but I'm telling you, if you've never experienced that, that's one of the worst things that can ever happen, man. It's vital that you're able to release yourself.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, on some bathroom doors, they don't have restroom. They have necessary room. It's necessary.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's necessary. Mm-hmm. If you're going to live this best life in Christ, it's necessary that you understand the book of Hebrews. Okay?
Yeah.
The purpose of it. You understand the purpose because Christ is superior, for those that are making notes. So when we go from chapter 1, verse 1 through in chapter 1 to chapter 10, really, because I'm thinking about some stuff here. If you go from chapter 1 to chapter 10, and about the 18th verse, you're going to see all about the superiority of Christ. And that's really important because Christ is greater than angels. Christ is greater than Moses. Christ is greater than the Old Testament priesthood. The new covenant is greater than the old covenant. And you have to understand that because you'll continue to practice the old covenant way, the Judaism. That's what you see in churches today. Listen, brothers and sisters, that's no more than them practicing Judaism. That's the way it was set up. That's the way it was told to set it up. So when you go to the organized church, that's what you see. Well, in the book of Hebrews, you're going to learn that God wants us to go beyond this now. You know, he wants us to go to the point that we began to walk in faith. And that's what you get over there in the 11th chapter. But meanwhile, when you're in the 18, and he warns us too, let me say that. See, when you recognize Christ is all of that and Christ is superior, then that's when you begin to get in faith about the 11th chapter. But the warning comes in the second chapter. So for right now, I want to go to the second chapter, and I guess we can read 1-3. First through the third verse. Now, this is vital to understand Hebrews. Everything we're going to talk about, you have to get this in your spirit because you are spiritual. And if you don't, if you're not going to see it spiritual, you know, let me put a pin there because a whole lot of stuff going through my mind. Whoever wrote this book, and I don't want to get into that right now, but whoever wrote this book, they had to be of the second generation. Yeah, a Christian. They wasn't their eyewitness. So they heard some things, but they wasn't part of that eyewitness group. So they had to use their faith. They had to believe in their heart. And they probably heard Paul preach. I'm not going to say they didn't. It could have been the second and third generation after the apostles, because Paul always referenced himself as being an apostle. And that's kind of likely why this book wasn't written by him, because he always identified himself. But whoever wrote it, the important thing is the fact that they understood God's way. They understood Judaism. They understood the Israelite. They practiced it. And now them being a Christian, and I don't want to say Christian Jew, but they realized Christ was so much better. It's so much better, but you have to heed to the warning. So that's what we're going to kind of deal with today. You got to pay attention. You got to, and I probably could take that through the whole week, but I just want to make sure that we are all on the same page here, brothers and sisters. So in Hebrews 2:1-3, and why you there, let me say this. While y'all finding that, it would be remiss if I didn't tell you that in these last days, God is speaking to us through Christ. How about that? Just make a note of that somewhere. Because see, you got people out here to tell you, oh, I'm a prophet of God. Yes, there was a time that God, long time ago, that he spoke to the prophets and he addressed the whole world through patriarchs and all of that. But in these last days, he's spoken through his son, hallelujah, which is Christ. So if you don't hear from God, you might hear through it through Christ. Okay, now we're ready to deal with this second chapter, 1 through the 3rd verse, Evangelist Shara.
Yes, Hebrews 2:1-3 reads as follows. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest need to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast in every transgression and disobedience, received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect the great salvation which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, it is crucial that we keep a firm grip on what we've heard so that we don't drift off. If the old message delivered by the angels was valid and nobody got away with anything, do you think we can risk neglecting this latest message, this magnificent salvation? First of all, it was delivered in person by the Master. Then, surely passed on to us by those who heard it from him. Amen.
Amen.
So, the author calls his readers to pay attention. And I want to say, he's saying, hey, pay close attention.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he talks about the truth. See, if you're going to pay attention to the truth. What you heard that you know is the truth. Pay attention, brothers and sisters. Because if you don't, it'll slip away and you'll be like these others, unbelievers. You know what I used to do? And I'm going to go back to doing that. It's important, brothers and sisters. Make notes. Go back over your notes.
Mm-hmm.
It's vital that you do this. There's an urgency here. If you listen to what he's saying here, he says, for this reason, we must pay close attention to what you've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it get away from you.
Amen.
And he goes on and explains to us, even angels who rebelled, think about, because they were disobedient to the word of God, what happened to them? That's what I continue to tell the organized church people, my brothers and sisters that want to be led by feelings and by these things. I'm telling them, hey, let that go and get into the new and better life. There is a living way, and they're not paying attention. Actually, they are disobeying God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, God speaks to them. Believe me, he speaks to them. He tells them. Now, do they hear? That's a whole nother ball game. That's a whole nother sermon altogether if they hear. They don't want to hear. Isaiah prophesied about these people. Their ears were dull of hearing. They had eyes and they can't even see this stuff. Ears and can't hear it. But if they will hear it and hear the message, they'll come out of the building. So he's warning them. And we'll get into some of the warnings here in a moment. But it's time, brothers and sisters, that we start putting everything in Christ, just like God did. That's what he expects for us to do. Because Christ, and so he goes on and talks about the message spoken by angels. And the people rejected it.
Mm.
theme in the Hebrews is Christ. Listen, brothers and sisters. Well, matter of fact, let's read Galatians 3 and 19. In Galatians 3 and 19, because I want you to see how vital this is. In the book of Galatians 3 and verse 19, somebody might say, oh, he's just all over the place. Now, I want you to hear this today. There's some things mm-hmm. you got to hear. See, because James 1 and 22 tells us you have to be doers of the word. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. If you're a hearer only, here's what happened. You deceive yourself.
Amen.
But you got a lot of people, they hear this stuff, but they won't do it. So they deceive themselves. Okay?
Amen.
So
in Galatians 3 and 19, in the King James, it reads as follows. Wherefore then, service of law, it was added because of transgressions to the seed should come to whom the promises was made, and it was ordained by the angels in the hand of a mediator. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, of the law was to keep a sinful people in the way of salvation until Christ, the descendants, came, inheriting the promises and distributing them to us. Obviously, this law was not a firsthand encounter with God. It was arranged by angelic messengers through a middleman, Moses. Amen.
Okay. Yeah. Evangelist Sharon, get to read that.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Well, they hung me up. So, well, thank you guys for reading it. But I want you to understand that in Galatians, what the writer is really saying here, when you think about it, is that Christ had to be the center, brothers and sisters. The message was spoken by angels, reference to the teaching that the angels, they had a message from God, and they talked to these people, the law of Moses. And so that's what's going on in Galatians 3:19. But the center mm-hmm. theme of Christ is is in the book of Hebrews. And the reason for that the author was saying that faith of his Jewish readers was good, but faith must point to Christ. Just mm-hmm. as Christ is greater than angels, so Christ's message is more important than theirs. And you have to understand that their message was real important. But can you mm-hmm. imagine Christ's message was so super duper until the angel's message meant nothing once Christ got on the scene, because the old things had passed away. Behold, all things had become new. Christ was greater mm-hmm. than angels. I probably could get here and just show you how much greater they were. When you think about Christ being greater than angels, you know, the angelic host, they did everything they was told, even though there was some disobedience because Satan fell too. He was an angel. But I wasn't going to teach on that. But what I want you to see, angels was servants. But never at no time did God call an angel his son. Christ was God's only begotten son, according to 5. So worshiped by angels. The 6th verse says the angels worshiped Christ because he was so much better. The creator of angels, the Bible says it was Christ. So when you read Hebrews 1 and 7 and Colossians 1:15-18, that's what you're going to get. You're going to see that they were so much better. The creator, because he was the creator of angels, he was the creator of all things.
Mm-hmm.
Christ,
amen,
part of the eternal being, part of the Godhead, the only anointed begotten son. No one else had the anointing that Christ had. Matter of fact, how about this before we go? How about God was inside Jesus,
mm-hmm,
living the life of the Messiah, pure?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yes,
but he
is.
Lived like a man. So he rightfully, he's the only one who could forgive us of sin because he went through it himself. That's part,
mm-hmm,
of the superiority. So as we're warned here, there's warnings here, brothers and sisters. So you have to pay attention to these warning signs. And we'll get into it maybe tomorrow, especially when you get to the third chapter. I want to kind of finish up on that second chapter a little bit. So maybe we'll pick it up there. But you have to understand, no man was ever to be anointed by a prophet, priest, or a king before Christ. So some was anointed king, some prophets, and some priests. But Christ, all these offices are combined in one, and that's in Christ. So when I read Hebrews 1:1-2, that's what I get. God became the eternal sacrifice for us. That's what we needed. That's what he made from the beginning. He needed an eternal sacrifice. So, because God wanted us to be like him. So he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. God was in eternity,
mm-hmm,
when he spoke this. God was in this. God is a spirit when he spoke this. So man had to be like God spiritually, not just naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But spiritual.
Hey.
That's the part that people miss. God created us spiritual. Can I say,
mm-hmm,
that one more time? We were,
yeah,
created spiritual. Yes, we had a body. Mm-hmm. It was made out of earth because that was temporary. So he went and he breathed the breath of life. And we became a living soul.
Thank you.
But we're still spiritual. Mm-hmm. But when man wanted to operate in the flesh, the angels kicked him out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And put him back to the ground from which he came. But,
mm-hmm,
his spirit had got cut off from God. So that's what this,
mm,
is all about. Spirit got,
yeah,
cut off. And the only way he could get back to fulfill the promise that God had, that man going to be like him eternally, God himself had to come down and redeem him, took that sin away, and put him back in touch with him spiritually, because that's what separated us from God.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah,
the spirit that separated us. So we were separated from God's spirit. Well, see, that's what the book of Hebrews teaches us. That's why it's so vital that you get this understanding, and the way he had to do it in order for him to come here and redeem man rightfully. But I thank God for each and every one of you. Sorry I had to get disconnected so many times. But we'll get into it this week. That I promise.